Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 28th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Chinese microblogging platform Weibo informed users it would start publishing their province or municipality location based on IP address on account pages and under comment posts in an effort to combat bad behavior on the platform. Users cannot opt out of this change. Users outside of China will have their IP address displayed. The Financial Times' sources say the EU will bring new antitrust charges against Apple next week, alleging the way Apple operates Apple Pay unfairly blocks competitors from accessing its mobile wallet system. The EU began investigating Apple Pay for antitrust violations in 2020. Applied psychology researchers at Columbia University published a study in Nature looking at the impact of video meetings on creativity versus in-person meetings. The study observed 745 pairs of engineers across five countries, asking them to come up with creative ideas using a Frisbee or bubble wrap. Those meeting in the same room generated about 17% more ideas than over video, about one extra idea on average. According to study author Dr. Melanie Brooks, video calls showed the same social connectedness as in person, but people in person gazed away more often compared to those over video calls who maintained eye contact. Twitter announced it earned 61 cents per share on revenue up 15% to $1.2 billion, but below analyst estimates. Monetizable daily active users beat expectations, up 15% in the year to 229 million. However, the company said it overcounted its monetizable daily active users from Q1 2019 all the way through Q4 2021 by up to 1.9 million per quarter, due to counting linked accounts as separate active users. Meta beat on earnings in Q1, but missed on revenue, earning $2.72 per share on revenue up 7% on the year to $27.9 billion, the slowest rate of revenue growth since Meta went public. The company turned around its loss of Facebook daily active users from last quarter, up 4% in the year to 1.96 billion. The Reality Labs division reported a $3 billion loss in the quarter. Qualcomm earned $3.21 per share on revenue, up 41% in the year to $11.16 billion, both beating analyst estimates. Chip sales remained strong, up 52% in the year to $9.55 billion. Within that business, handset grew revenue 56% in the year to $6.33 billion. IoT sales grew the fastest at 61% to become Qualcomm's second largest in terms of revenue. 5G equipment grew 28%, and automotive chips grew 41%. Amazon Echo speakers can now announce people and package deliveries spotted by IoT cameras. Package support comes initially to select Ring doorbells, with support for abode cameras planned as well. People announcements will also be coming to Google Nest products. This is powered by a new API, so other platforms could potentially add the feature as well. Google expanded the types of personal information it will remove in search results to now include a user's physical address, phone number, and passwords. Users must submit a list of URLs that link to the information, with search pages that surface the links as well. Google said it will try to preserve content that is in the public interest, newsworthy, or professionally relevant. XDA developers found a support page detailing the Microsoft Edge Secure Network feature, a built-in VPN powered by Cloudflare, similar to its 1.1.1.1 proxy service. Users will need to be signed into a Microsoft account to use it and get 1 GB of free data per month. No indication from the site when the feature will launch. Google expanded its sensitive ad category options to now include ads about dating, pregnancy, parenting, and weight loss, in addition to the existing alcohol and gambling categories. Users can choose to limit the number of ads they see from these categories, and the settings apply to all of Google's display network, not just YouTube ads. Sony announced the VPLXW5000ES, a new 4K laser projector that can produce up to 2,000 lumens of brightness. It's 30% smaller, 35% lighter, and uses 30% less power than Sony's last-gen projectors. It costs $5,999, shipping in the summer. Users of Bethesda's PC game launcher can now transfer game libraries, DLC, and friends list to a Steam account. Bethesda's PC launcher will not allow access to games after May 11th, although users can still access Bethesda.net accounts and transfer games from there. Belkin announced a partnership with WeCharge to create over-the-air charging products for consumers. This will use infrared beams to send up to 1 watt of power with a 40-foot range. WeCharge co-founder Ori Moore said Belkin will release a center stage consumer product with the tech sometime this year, with WeCharge releasing its own consumer product sometime in 2022. Dell released the XPS 13 Plus that had originally debuted at CES 2022. The laptop comes with 12th gen Intel i5 and i7 processors and can be optioned with up to a 3.5K OLED display. The laptop is a new design for Dell's XPS line, with a trackpad invisible on the overall laptop deck, with a flat flush row of backlit function keys. Pricing starts at $1,299. And finally, Google received approval on 3 models of a Bluetooth wearable design controller subsystem from the Bluetooth Special Interest Group. Likely, this is the long-rumored Pixel Watch device. It's not clear if these multiple model numbers could be for different regions of the world or entirely different products. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.